Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Having a good time up here?
Yeah.
That's good. I just flew in from Romania so I could be with you and tell you a little bit about missions. Now, I grew up in the church, and I always dreaded when the missionaries came because it was boring. Anybody else experience that? Yeah, okay, well, I'll try to live up to all your expectations here today. First of all, I want to tell you a little story about Jesus. Now, just before Jesus ascended into heaven, he had his disciples all around him, and he told them something. Now, put yourself in Jesus' position. You're going to be leaving this world, and you're going to tell all your guys something really important. So you're probably going to tell them the most important thing that you want them to know. Does that make sense? Good, yeah. Anybody sleeping out there, wake up. You know, this is important. So Jesus was going to tell the most important thing. So I'm going to read it to you here. This thing's called the Great Commission. It says, it's in Matthew 28, verse 18. And Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always and to the very ends of the earth." So, did Jesus say, "Hey, why don't you guys kind of, when you get time, go do this?" Did he say that? Did he say, "Hey, maybe just this side of the room, go and do this"? What did he say? He said, everybody has a place to go and do missions. So, you guys are saying, "Hey, my parents won't even let me out of the house except for maybe on weekends. What am I going to do about missions, right?" You know, "Jim, you know, why don't you come back and talk to us, you know, in like 10, 15 years when, you know, we can do something about it." Well, you can do something. So I want to tell you how you can be involved and be a part of God's Great Commission in reaching people all over the world. In a minute, I'm going to tell you a story of somebody much younger than you that really made a big impact. But first, let's talk about what can you do. You know, there's three things that you have absolute control. Your parents aren't controlling this part. School's not. Your counselor's not. You've got three things that you can control. Your time, your talents, and your treasure. So, your time, how are you spending your time to influence the kingdom of heaven? What are you doing that is going to really make a difference in this world? You're at the age where you can really start changing things that happen around you. I understand last night some of you joined the family for the first time. Praise God. That is really, really amazing because you are starting a brand new chapter in your life, and I want to challenge you, start it right. And start it right by saying, "What can I do to expand this kingdom? What can I do to tell other people about Jesus? What can I do to be sure that I am always going to be involved in church at home?" Because you guys, when you leave here, you're going to be really stoked and really ready to go, and you're going to go back to home. Your church is a place for you to plug in and really start saying, "How do I serve God here? What can I do in this church?" Find people in your church and tell them, "I'm ready. Put me to work." That's how you can start spending your time. What you do with your spare time, you know, there's a lot of things we can do. We can be out there skateboarding or doing all kinds of stuff, or we could be doing things to say, "I want to know about what's in the world. I want to know about places where God might send me." And start looking and dreaming about how you can serve God. Put your time to the best use that God can. Your talents. Hey, all of us have got talents. Some of us can get up here and do all kinds of crazy stuff and do all these skits and sing this music. I envy those guys. They're good. Me, you know, I'm kind of a behind-the-person scene, but I serve God in the way that he has given me talents. Each one of you has a talent. Figure it out and start serving with that talent. Now we come to the last part of the thing, treasures. What do we do about treasures? Well, you know, when I was your age, I got an allowance. I won't tell you how much that was back then because it'd be kind of dating myself, but you know, all 25 cents a week went pretty fast. So, but you know, there's things that you guys do that are all kinds of treasures, not only money. But the things that you do with what God has entrusted and given you, that's the treasures. And how are you going to invest that? And what are you going to do with that? I'm going to have another video come on here in a few minutes. And I want you to look. This is going to talk a little bit about some of my kids over in Romania and how God has impacted them. But before I do that, I want to tell you one really quick story about a girl named Cleo. Cleo was 8 years old, and she called me on the telephone one day, and she said, "Hello, my name is Cleo. I live in Michigan." And I'm going, "What's a kid in Michigan doing calling me?" So I go, "Okay, Cleo, what you want?" She says, "Tell me about orphans in Romania. I saw you on the internet. I got to know about orphans." So, you know, things go across your mind like, okay, is this parent know that the kid's calling long distance and, you know, all this kind of stuff. But I said, okay, Cleo, let me tell you about it. So I talked to her for a few minutes about the orphans in Romania and the work that we do there and how we help these kids. And she said, "Oh, I want to come to Romania. I want to help those kids." And I said, "Well, Cleo, you're a little young. What, you know," I said, "you're going to have to grow up a little bit before you can go traveling internationally. I mean, it's a 27-hour flight to get to Romania." And she says, "Well, I got to come. I just got to come." I said, "Well, you know, Cleo, you'd have to get your parents to come." And she says, "Okay, I'll talk to them." She hangs up the phone, and I'm thinking, that's the end of that. A week later, I get a call from Cleo's mom. And she's saying, "What is all this noise about orphans in Romania? My daughter won't stop talking. She just keeps, every time we sit down, she's talking about Romanians and orphans, and we've got to go do something." So I talked to her mother for over an hour about the orphans in Romania. And finally it came down, I said, "I guess Cleo's asking you to come." She says, "Yeah, I'm going to have to talk to my husband." And I said, "Okay." And I knew, yeah, that's the end of that. No more. A week later, I get this call from Cleo's dad. He says, "What's this going to cost me?" And I explained to him how it all works and how much it would cost. And, you know, for his whole family to come over, it's a fortune. Tons of money. I mean, tickets over to Romania aren't very cheap. So I give him the numbers, and he kind of goes, "Wow, that's a lot of money." He says, "I'm going to have to think about it." And he hangs up the phone. I'm going, "Yep, that's over. That's done." 2 weeks later, he's calling me back. He says, "Jim, I've got a team of 20. When can we come?" I'm banging the phone on the table going, "Is this thing working?" He says, yeah, it's. "I got a team of 20. We're coming from our church. What do you need? Because we're going to bring everything that we can carry to help you guys with those orphans." I'm going, "But you haven't been there." He says, "I know, but my daughter is telling me we've got to do something." 8 years old, and that church has been serving with us in Romania ever since. Don't ever, ever allow somebody to say, "You're too young. You can't do that." Don't let that happen. You guys can do absolutely anything that God puts in your path. And remember that. You have the power and the strength because here it said that God gave you all authority and all power. Tap into that and use it. You can do that even at your age. So let's watch this. This is going to be about a couple of my kids, and I'm going to come back and tell you one more story. I really, really like the kids that we work with in Romania. They are a great bunch of kids. But the reality for their lives is they are the lowest of the low in their society. In Romania, there's two things you don't want to be. You don't want to be a gypsy, and you don't want to be an orphan. Because most Romanians view an orphan as a gypsy the gypsies threw away. This week, we're talking all about identity and finding our identity. And when our kids come into our transition program that we've talked about here, the first thing I tell them is, starting today on, you are no longer an orphan. Nobody is going to hand you anything. Nobody's going to give you anything again. You're going to have to work hard, and you're going to have to get all of that on your own. And as we help these kids figure out who they are, and we help them see who they are in God's eyes, they take on the identity of a child of God. And it is so remarkable watching the change in their lives. Sandel, you saw here, when Sandel was a kid this size in the orphanage, he was the biggest pain in my side. That kid was always giving me trouble and grief until the day he met Christ. And from that day on, he had his sights on, how can I come back to this orphanage and change lives? In 2 weeks, Sandel graduates from seminary, and he will be coming back to those orphanages to work with orphans. Yeah. Sandel was about your age when that happened. About your age. He made those kind of decisions. I want to tell you one more story about one more of my boys. Do we have time? We're good? Okay. His name was Florin. And my wife, Jody, and I, we were working up in the mountains of Romania, up in the Carpathian Mountains in an area called Transylvania. Anybody ever heard of Transylvania before? Ah, yes. I see. We got a lot of vampire fans out here. Yes, we wear our garlic in Romania and protect ourselves fiercely from the vampires, but that's for another time. We were working up in the coal mining district up there, and another missionary came through and gave me a letter one day, and this letter was from a boy in an orphanage way, way on the other side of the country in the south part of Romania. And it was from Florin, and Florin says, this missionary came by, told us about Jesus, but who's going to come and teach us? So I said to Jody, let's go find Florin, see what the story is. So we drove, took a road trip down to that part of the country. It was about 8 hours away at the time. And we got there, and I knock on the gate of the orphanage. I said, I've got an invite from Florin. Send him out. The guard at the gate was like, you got to be kidding. Who would know Florin? And so Florin comes proudly walking out and said, Florin, I got your letter here. You wrote to me about wanting someone to come. And that started a whole entire ministry of working in the southern part of Romania because one young person wrote a letter. I hope you're catching the theme here. And that is, you can do something. You can make a difference. Now, this afternoon, we're going to be out here at the deck by it's called Hume and Bean. Catchy name. We're going to be out there. We're going to have a table, and on that table, I'm going to have cards like this out there. These are faces. These are the actual faces of the kids that we work with. And the reason I'm putting them out there, because I want you to come by and pick up one of these cards. They're not free, by the way. I'm going to make you buy them. And it has the name. This is Alberto. He was born June 9th, 2009. And the reason I want you to come and get these things because is when you buy one of these cards from me, you're going to help Alberto go to camp this summer. Anybody here enjoying camp? Yeah? An orphan in Romania would never have the chance to go to camp except for if you buy a card and help him get there. That's something that you can do right now in world missions. Help a kid come to know Christ. Camp is the greatest place to find out who Christ is. You get away from all the other distractions, and here you get to hear about Jesus. I'm going to give you two cards when you pick up this thing. One card is for you to take home to your parents to explain to them what you've done. I want you to tell your parents the commitment that you made. You know, instead of going out and buying that piece of pizza or the whatever else you guys get to buy around here, I supported an orphan in Romania. And just wait until you see the reaction from your parents. They're going to go, you what? You say, not only did I support them, but according to this card, if you'll let me, I can register my cell phone with those crazy people in Romania, and they'll send me videos of what my kid's doing. So that's out there. You got to get your parents' permission, of course, otherwise somebody's got in trouble, and it's probably going to be me. So get permission first. So come talk to us. We're going to be out here on the deck. Also, if you're interested in missions, if you have any kind of questions about missions, come and talk to us. Because we can tell you what it's like, what it's about. Take a lot of the mysticism away from it and give you the real scoop. So, Amy?